Good morning. My name is Xu Jundong from the Uvalde Research Extension Center with Texas A&M University System. Today's talk is about tillage and reduced irrigation effects on the cotton yield in southwest Texas. This is a five-year experiment that had been done by my predecessors at the research centers. Now, just briefly mention several people here. Dr. Roland, Dr. Diane Roland, who right now is in the University of Florida, and Dr. Morgan, Christy Morgan, soil physicist, Dr. David Forbes, now retired. Previously, he had extensive research in cropping systems and grassland science as well. I came to this research center last year, so it's my job to learn the past studies, what they had done, and to use this as an experience to guide my future work at the Texas A&M AgriLife Research. The drought in Texas is really a big problem. In southwest Texas, for example, in past 8 years, seen from this upper left, upper right panel of the figure, in past 8 years, we have only 2 years that's relatively wet. That's 2007 and 2010. The other 6 years are very dry. Showing here is a Palmer drought severity index with the index which is a positive, that means wet years. The negative is drought years. So this severe drought is a great concern for the agricultural production, which in this area relies heavily on the irrigation, water use. As predicted from Texas Water Development Board, in the next 50 years in southwest Texas area, including San Antonio metropolitan area, the municipal demand of water will be increased significantly, a 60% increase from the present value. And so the water use for the agriculture irrigation will be reduced by 20%. So this is a big challenge for agriculture to keep up with production while use the limited amount of water. So cotton in Texas, there's a big number, over 7 million of acres, based on data from 2010 to 2012 of upland cotton planting in Texas. So this large area, if we can save some water through conservation or through controlled deficit irrigation, that will have some impact. So the one of the objectives of this research is to try to use deficit irrigation to see if they can maintain the production while reduced water application. The first hypothesis we have for this work is regulated deficit irrigation can maintain the production while saving water. Also, we are considering the tillage because it has been shown numerous times by various crops and various areas that conservation tillage, some kind of reduced tillage, that can have multiple benefits for the soil health, for the hydrology, and also there are some mixed results on the yield. But this has been potentially useful management. So this factor is also considered in our experiment. We will see if this reduced tillage can conserve water and also can maintain the yield of the cotton. The experiment was conducted at Uvalde, which in southwest Texas. And we have a high clay soil. And the treatment is conventional versus strip till. which is tilled at about 12 inches strips and to about 6 inch depth. The irrigation will have three levels. One is the full irrigation, which is 100% of the potential evapotranspiration of the crops, of cotton plants. The second is what we call the early reduced irrigation, which is 70% from seeding to first flower, and then followed by the 100% irrigation. The third treatment is 70% irrigation continuously. So we have four replications for each treatment. So showing here is the center pivot field where the experiment was conducted. We can see the total field, we have 48 acres. So each year the cotton is grown in one of the quarters. We have eight concentric rings dividing the 48 acre into eight units. And four of them was randomly allocated to strip till, which is shown in the green color, and four others was allocated to the conventional till, which is shown in the orange color. And also shown in the blue fonts that the rotations, crop rotations we use for the past 5 years, from 2009 through 2013. This is a yield result of the past of the 5 years data. It just varies a lot. We had a very dry year in 2011, which during the crop season we only received 2.5 inch of water of precipitation. So this 2011 received had the lowest yield, and 2010 was the well, the best year of these 5 years. We have relatively high yield. So the effect of irrigation is significant from this test. So the 100% irrigation and 70% early reduced irrigation have similar yield. They are significantly higher than the 70% continuous reduced irrigation. But please note not one figure that's about for the 70% early reduced reduced irrigation, we had about 300 kilogram of per hectare yield versus the 2900 that's from the 100% irrigation. They are not statistically different, but numerically, the 70% early reduced irrigation had slightly higher of yield. The tillage effect is not significant, although the strip till had numerically higher yield, which is 2800 versus 2600 on the conventional till. But they are not statistically different throughout the 5 years. Now we look at the soil water storage in the 1 meter root zone of these 5 years. One thing I want to mention to you is I still don't have the whole data yet. This research has been done by several authors, and some of them they go to different institutions, and I still only have 2 years data. 1 year is the wet year, 2010, and another is dry year, 2011, so I only show 2 years of soil water storage. For the 2010, it's a wet year. We see the soil water storage for the root zone of 1 meter root zone, which reduces throughout the growing season as water uses by the plants. That makes sense. So the date has all significant effect. The tillage effect is mixed. Look at the upper right corner, which is the 100% irrigation. The tillage was not significant. So two tillage, conventional, which is blue colored, and strip till, which is red colored, we are similar. But in two reduced irrigation regimes, one is the upper left, another is the lower panel, they are numerically the conventional tonnage was slightly lower in the water storage, but individually, seldom of them were significant. Only on the first day of soil water measurement, which is June 21st, they're significant, but mostly nothing. However, overall, they are significant. Overall, of those seven measurement days, they're significant. But there's no interactions. So the picture for the dry year of 2011 was different. It's overall, it's less significant. It's a more similar between the two tillage treatments. But the pattern is very much different. We for the upper right corner, we have 100% irrigation that is significant. With the overall, the strip till was higher, has higher water storage than the conventional till. But at the lower left corner, in the 70% continuous reduced irrigation, the opposite is true, that the conventional was high overall. So it's very mixed. We don't have a conclusive result of the effect of tillage on the soil water storage based on this. I only look at the 2 years data, one dry year and one wet year. So let's summarize the results here. So our 5 year data support our hypothesis that reduced early season irrigation maintained the production of cotton, while reduced water use by about 10, sometimes to 15, maybe higher percent of water input through irrigation. So this, actually in the past year, we have a master student who already graduated. His work, also in cotton, his work based on 2 years data also shows this. So through these 5 years data, we confirmed the previous finding that reduced early season irrigation have some benefits of saving water. So for the tillage effect, we don't find a conclusive, a statistically significant effect, although numerically, overall, over the 5 years, tillage strip till seems numerically higher yield value than the conventional tillage. Water storage, again, is not conclusive, but this only based on 2 years data of 2011 and 2010. So, although visually, I think I can see from the results of 2010 in a wet year, looks like strip till tended to have a higher water storage compared with the conventional till. But very few of the comparisons were significant. It might be interesting to further look at this field in more detail about water dynamics, soil water storage, thank you, as well as the soil, other aspects of soil organic matter and root growth, and to reveal some subtle effects of the tillage effect on the yield. I think this will guide the future research. Thank you. If you have questions, I would like to try.
Thanks very much.